Perik Vav Mishnah Gimel. Haloimid Mechaveri Perik Echot. If someone learns from his friend one Perik, Oy Halacha Achas, or one Halacha, Oy Pasuk Echot, one Pasuk, Oy Dibur Echot, one statement. Rashi explains, Dibur Shel Tam, a word of Torah, a Torah thought that has to be understood, and your friend teaches you this Dibur Echot. Afilo Isachas, even one letter, as the Tveris Yisrael explains, he teaches you about a Vav Moisev Alinyan Rishon, that where a word starts with a Vav, it is adding on to the previous subject that was learned. Tzarech Linog by Kovet. In all these cases, whatever you learned from your friend, you have to give Kovet to your friend for teaching you this Dvar Emes, this true Torah thought. Shekem Atzina B'David Melech Yisrael, for so we find concerning David, the king of Yisrael. Shaloi Lamad Me'achitayfel Elishnei Dvorim Bilvad. He learned from Achitayfel only two things. And yet, Ukroi Raboi Alufoi Umyudoi, and he called him my Rebbe, my teacher, Alufoi, my guide, Umyudoi, and my intimate, Shenemar. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perik Nun Hei, Pasuk Yudalit, V'ato, and you, Achi Teufel, Enosh Ke'erki, you are a man like my measure, Alufi, you are my guide, Yudoi, and you are my intimate, V'aloi Dvorim Kavachomer, and we can make a Kavachomer, Uma David Melch Yisrael, if concerning David, the king of Yisrael, Shaloi Lomad Me'Achitayfel Elishnei Dvorim Bilvad. He only learned from Achitayfel two things. And what were those two things? The Masechta Kala tells us one was that a person should not learn Torah Yechidi by himself, and the other was Sheyelech LeBeis HaKnesses Barogesh, that a person has to go into Shul with Eima Ucharada, with respect and awe. He can't become too familiar in a Beis HaMedrash. Familiarity breeds contempt. He has to always enter a Beis HaKnesses with the greatest of respect and awe. So if David HaMelech, who only learned these two things from Achitayfel, called him Raboi Kroi, Raboi Alufoim Yudoi, Haloimid Mechavei Roi Perik Echot, if somebody learns from his friend one Perik, Oy Alocha Achas, or one Alocha, Oy Pasuk Echot, or one Pasuk, Oy Dibur Echot, or one Dibur, Afilo Ois Achas, even one letter, Al achas kama v'kama, certainly shatzarach linog by kavod, he certainly has to give that person who taught him Torah, he has to give him honor. V'ein kavod, and kavod is only ela Torah. It's only, Rashi says, b'shvil iske Torah. It's only because of being involved in Torah. That's the only thing that merits that one should receive honor, shenemar. As the Pasuk states in Mishlei Perek Gimel Lamed Hey, Kavod Chachamim Yinchalu, the wise shall inherit honor, Usmimim, and the perfect, Yinchalu Toiv, they will inherit good. The Ein Toiv, Ela Torah, when we refer to good, the only real good is Torah Shenemar, as the Pasuk states in Mishlei Dalet Beis, Ki Lekach Toiv Nasati Lachem, I have given you a good teaching, Toirasi, my Torah, Al Tazovu, do not forsake it. Now, the question here, perhaps an obvious one, is what is the Kal V'chomer? David HaMelech learned from Achitayfel two things. So Kal V'chomer, if somebody learns from his friend, even one dibber, even one letter, certainly. Why certainly? Maybe it's only when you learn from Achitayfel two things, but if you only learn one letter, maybe not. So the Kohati brings down from the Pirush Emunas Shmuel that sometimes from one letter one can learn many dinim. So one letter doesn't just mean one letter. It means one letter that has many lessons in that one letter. I heard another pshat from Rav Shimon Schwab Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and it goes as follows. Achitofel is one of the individuals that the Mishnah in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Ahmed Aleph tells us that he's from the Dalit Hadyotoi She'ein Lehem Chelek Lo'olam Haba. He was not a great tzaddik. He does not get Olam Haba. And Rav Schwab explained, what does it mean that David learned only two things from Achitayfel, Shnei Dvorim Bilvad? and he told over when he was in the first grade, learning Aleph Beis and learning davening. He remembers from that time until the day where he said this in a drasha, how his Rebbe said, young children, listen to how one is to say Shema. And then he proceeded to say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And he said it with such fervor that Shema Yisrael rang in the ears of Rav Schwab his entire life. Whereas the two things that David HaMelech learned from Achitofel, the one who would eventually ein lechelik l'olam habo, yes, he taught him two things. And yes, they were important things. Don't learn Torah by itself. Have aim of a year when you go into a Beis HaMedrash. But they were said without fervor. They were cold. Shnei dvorim bilvad. They were just two things by themselves. They were not taught with passion and fervor that it should be taught over for Netzach, for eternity. They were cold lessons that a teacher taught. That's the Kal v'chomer. If David HaMelech, Shaloi Lomad Me'Achitofel Ela Shnei Dvorim Bilvad, he only learned two things that were not given over with passion and fervor to last the student's entire life and beyond into the lives of his children and students. If on such a lesson David could still refer to Achitofel, Raboy, Alufoy, Yudoy, Haloimed Mechaveri Perik Echod, when it's not Bilvad, Oy Alocha Achas, Oy Pasuk Echod, Oy Dibur Echod, Afilo Ois Achas, when it's not Shnei Dvorim Bilvad, but rather it's like the Rebbe who taught Rav Schwab, the Aleph Beis, who taught him Tefillah with such passion and fervor to last an entire lifetime and beyond. So Alachas Kama V'Kama, Shetzorach Linuk by Kovid. Such a Rebbe who is transmitting the Torah with passion and fervor, then certainly you have to give him Kovid if David gave Kovid to Achitofel. So learned Rav Schwab, the Kal V'chomer of our Mishnah. Perek Vav Mishnah Dalid. The following Mishnah teaches us that we know that there were many great Talmidei Chachamim who were poor, and there were many great Talmidei Chachamim who were rich, and they still were able to be great Talmidei Chachamim. The Mishnah is teaching us that even if a person has a life of poverty, that is not an excuse for him not to become a great Talmid Chacham. He has to be willing, even in a life of poverty, to toil and struggle for Torah. Begins the Mishnah. Kach hi darkei shel Torah. This is the way of Torah. This is the way a person has to be ready to dedicate his life in order to acquire Torah. Pas b'melech toichal. He has to be ready to learn Torah even though he's just eating salt, bread and salt. Mayim b'mesura tishta. He's drinking water, the smallest liquid volume, a mesura. Valoritz Tishan, he's sleeping on the floor, even without a pillow. V'chaye tsar tichya, and he is living a life of pain and poverty. And even so, uvatayra ata amel, he is amel, he's working diligently in Torah. V'imata oisekein, and if you sacrifice for Torah, Ashrech of a Toivlach, the Pasuk in Tillim, Kufchav, Hey, Pasuk Beis, Kufchav Ches, Pasuk Beis states, Ashrecha, you are praiseworthy, Boilam Azeh, in this world, Vitoivlach, it will be good for you in Oilam Haba. The Kohati brings down Rashi, Afilo Ein Loch Mal Lechel, Ela Pas B'melech. even if all you have to eat is bread with salt, al timnim alasuk b'tayra, don't refrain from being osuk b'tayra. And some explain, continues the Kohati, in the name of the Medrash Shmuel, shezuas hara gam la'asher, that this mission is not only speaking for an ani, it's speaking for an usher. For an ani, we know the Gemara in Yuma Lamed Hei Amid Beis tells us that Hillel Mechayavis Aniyim. Hillel, who every day from the meager wages that he received, he would take half and give to the guard who was in front of the Beis HaMedrash of Shmaya Vavtalia, and one day he didn't have enough, and the guard wouldn't let him in, and he went up on the roof to listen to the Torah of Shmaya Vavtalia, and he was covered by snow until they discovered him and brought him into the Beis HaMedrash and were able to revive him from the cold and snow and frost. That was the Mesiris Nefesh of Hillel, and he obligates every Ani. That's no excuse that you're poor, that you are not learning Torah. But some explain, as the Medrash Shmuel says, that this is a mission, is a warning to an usher as well, that he has the ability to have the pleasures of this world. Shelo yargal atzmai b'hem, don't get used to them. Ki mitoicha tanugois v'hispankois lo yuchal l'lmoy tar karoi. If he gets involved with all kinds of earthly pleasures, he will not be able to learn Torah properly. He will not be able to acquire in his soul Torah. The ode, Shem Yargal Atzmai Tanugoi Soilam. And furthermore, if he will constantly be used to the pleasures of this world, he'll be forced to take away time from learning Torah. He has many expenditures, he has to have income. So he'll have to take time off from learning in order to earn all that money that he needs for his expenditures. L'fikach, hizir bazeh b'derech klal l'ashirim ulaniyim. This Mishnah is giving a warning both to the rich and the poor. She'ein haTorah niknes, both of you. You're only going to be kona Torah. Ela ba'omel rav, with much work. Toch viturim al maishrus v'tanugim, giving up the non-essential items. As Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Brachas, Samach Gimel Amid Beis, Ein HaTorah Miskayemes, Al B'mi Shememes Atzmi Olah. The Pasuk says in Chukas, Zois HaTorah Odom Kiyomis Bo'oil, and Chazal Darshan, that this Torah, when can you acquire it? Only Odom Kiyomis Bo'oil. It's Ein HaTorah Miskayemes, Al B'mi Shememes Atzmi Olah. Someone who dies for the Torah, he gives up the pleasures of this world for Torah, he gives up Gashmias for Torah, as the Marsha explains, that is the person, whether he's rich or poor, that's the one who's going to be Kona Torah. There's a famous story with Rav Meir Shapiro. I'm going to read it from Rabbi Wein Sefer, and Rav Meir Shapiro learned this mission in a different way. The great Rav Meir Shapiro created Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin in Lublin, Poland in the 1920s. He built a massive building with all of the then modern conveniences, including electricity, indoor plumbing, a dining room that served three wholesome meals a day, a library with tens of thousands of books, and a comfortable dormitory. These were all advantages that no other yeshiva in Poland had at that time. His critics asked him why he violated the literal meaning of this Mishnah, the Mishnah we're learning here in Pirkei Avos. He retorted, "You read the Mishnah incorrectly. The Mishnah should not be read as a statement, but rather as a question. Is this the way of Torah? Kachi darkei shel Torah? To eat crusts of bread, to drink water by the measure, to sleep on the floor and live in pain and poverty? This clever retort is certainly not the simple explanation of the Mishnah, but it illustrates the above point that poverty is not a necessity for successful Torah study." And so both the rich and the poor are given the mussar of our Mishnah that whatever your circumstance in life is, you have to make sure that you are an omel batorah, and then you're zocha to olam hazeh, and Olam Haba. And the Kohati ends off Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh V'Tovach L'Olam Haba, and he states Kol Kimi Shehu Lord Achar Tanugi Olam Hazeh, someone who's always running after the pleasures of this world, Toru Tomid L'Mali Tavosai, he's always busy to fulfill his needs, his desires. V'ein menuch l'nafshi, he has no peace, no tranquility. U'lepa'amim tayvus adam gormus le'machlois kashris. And sometimes getting involved in things of this world, whether it's food, whether it's cigarettes, whatever it is, his needs, his desires can actually cause him sicknesses. Hamotzi'ois eisoim min ha'olam kodem zmanei, that God forbid will take him away from this world before his allotted time. But a person who's satisfied with what Hashem has given him, and he also gets his family used to being satisfied with the necessities of life, kedei so that he will be able to learn Torah diligently and perform Hashem's mitzvahs. Ashrav ba'olam hazeh v'ashrav ba'olam haba. Praiseworthy is he in this world and in the world to come. Continues the Mishnah. Al tevakesh gedula atzma. Because you know Torah, because you learn Torah diligently, don't look for greatness for yourself. V'al tachmoit kovet, and don't desire honor, that you should become honored through your Torah. For as Rashi says, that will indicate that you're not learning Torah Lishma. Continues the Mishnah. Yoser milimutcha asei, more than what you learn, do. As we learned before in Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, kol shemaisav merubim mechachmasai chachmasai miskayemes. Whoever has greater actions than knowledge, his knowledge will have a kiyum. The opposite of his knowledge is more than his actions, his knowledge will not sustain itself. Continues the Mishnah. V'al tisav l'shulchanam shomalachim. Don't have desire for the table of the kings. Sheshulchanach gadol mishulchanam. Your table is greater than their table, because on your table, the pasuk says, ze hashulchan asher lefnei Hashem. Your table is in front of Hashem. And some explain that shulchanach, your table in the world to come, is greater than their table in this world. Continues the Mishnah. The Kisrach, your crown, Gadol Mikisram, is greater than their crown, because Keser Torah is greater, as we have learned in Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Gimel, it is greater than Keser Malchus. And concludes the Mishnah, the Neman Hu Bamalachtoch, and your boss, that means, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is trustworthy, he who commanded you to be diligent and work hard to be an Amal Batorah, he's faithful and trustworthy that he will give you your reward according to the amount of diligence that you have put into the study of Torah. The end will be that the covet and the gedula that you are looking for, but you've given it up for learning, at the end the reward and the honor will all come in the world to come. Not that you should learn for that reward. You have to learn Lishma. But you should know that even though you're not learning for that sake, in the end, it will follow you to Olam Haba.